the word in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through
16.
Let's read it in English first, then in Chinese.
我先用英文来读，然后再用中文读。
Okay. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's read in Chinese.
让我们中用中文来读一次。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Amen. Praise the Lord for the book of Ephesians.
我们感谢神给我们以弗所书。
Ephesians is a blueprint of God's eternal purpose in man.
以弗所书就是神永远旨意的一个蓝图。
After the introduction of Paul in chapter 1 in Ephesians,
保罗在第一章做过介绍以后，
He immediately continued with the word and has chosen us before the foundation of the world and predestinated us unto sonship.
他马上就告诉我们，神在创世以前就拣选了我们，并且立定我们做他的儿子。
God has chosen us not only that we might become individual victorious Christians, but He has chosen us that we might be the many sons of God.
他不仅让拣选我们，叫我们每一个人都能够做个得胜的基督徒，他更是拣选我们成为他许多儿子里面。
Becoming the many sons of God to be His expression here on earth.
让我们成为他许多的儿子，在地上能够彰显他的自己。
With this in view, when we look through the whole Bible, beginning from Genesis up to Revelation, we can see God's purpose.
若是我们有把这个放在我们脑海里面，当我们来读整本圣经的时候，从创世纪读到启示录的时候，我们就可以看见神的旨意。
When we see the choosing of Abraham,
当神拣选亚伯拉罕，
God chose Abraham with a purpose that he and his descendants might be a nation.
他拣选他是有一个目的，因为这样子他与他的后裔都能够成为一国。
And also to be a nation to express him in every way.
成为一国能够彰显他自己。
We also see in the life of Moses, God has chosen Moses not only to be his servant, but to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt that they might become a nation.
他神拣选了摩西，并不只是要拣选他做神的仆人，乃是要他带领神的百姓们离开埃及，成为一国。
And this purpose is unchanging up to this day.
直到今日，这个旨意永远不改变。
But as God is working on His masterpiece for these many thousands of years,
当神在这几千年以来一直在做他自己的作品的时候，
Satan is also working to destroy God's purpose.
魔鬼也是在工作，要来毁灭神的工作。
Throughout church history, we can see this thing happening.
在教会历史上，我们可以看见这些事情。
As God is working on this group of people to become His expression, Satan is also working to destroy God's purpose.
当神在一般人身上工作，要能够来彰显他的自己的时候，同时魔鬼也正在工作，要来毁灭他的神的工作。
And because of this, Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, he encourages us to put on the whole armor of God.
因此保罗在以弗所书第六章时候，他就勉励我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
After 5 chapters of this great revelation concerning Christ and the church,
他讲过在第五章，他讲到基督和教会。
He encouraged all the saints to put on the whole armor of God.
他勉励所有的圣徒们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Because the fulfillment of God's purpose is a battle.
因为要能够成全神的旨意，这是一个征战。
As we work hand in hand to fulfill God's purpose.
当我们一起在这边要成全神的旨意的时候。
On the other hand, we should know the subtlety of the enemy in order to fight against the enemy.
我们必须要认识魔鬼能够。来与他征战。
So Paul says, stand therefore.
所以那个保罗在这边说要站立。
In fighting the battle, we can never sit down or lie down.
我们不当我们在征战的时候，我们不能够是坐下或躺下的。
No one fights the battle by sitting down.
没有人是坐着打仗的。
Rather, we should all stand up.
所以我们每一个人都要站起来。
What do you mean by standing up?
站起来是什么意思呢？
It's to be watchful.
就是要能够警醒。
In fighting against the enemy, we should be watchful.
要能够与仇敌征战，我们必须要警醒。
Then he continued on, he said, we should put the girdle of truth on our loins.
然后他又告诉我们要用真理当作带子束腰。
We should put this girdle of truth on our loins.
我们必须要用真理当作带子束腰。
Truth in the Greek means something real, true, and it's no lie.
真理在希腊文意思就是真实的，是不是谎言的。
What is the truth?
什么是真理呢？
Truth in the Bible is Christ himself.
在圣经里面，真理就是基督的自己。
The Lord said, I am the way, the truth and the life.
因为主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Praise the Lord, the truth is Christ realized and experienced by us in our daily living.
感谢神，真理就是基督在我们的生活里面成为实际。
Truth is not something objective.
真理并不是一些抽象的事。
Truth is not doctrine or teaching.
也不是一些教义。
Rather, truth is Christ's experience in our daily living.
真理乃是我们在我们日常生活中经历到基督。
Many times we try to confuse the matter of the word truth and doctrine.
许多时候我们把真理与教条混淆了。
We might know a lot of Christ, a lot of things concerning Christ.
我们也许知道很多关于基督的事情。
We might know a lot of teaching concerning Christ.
我们也知道许多关于基督的教导。
To such an extent we speak concerning Christ.
甚至于我们能够说到基督。
But if Christ is detached from our daily living, then Christ is only a doctrine to us.
但若是基督不在我们日常生活里面的话，基督不过是一个教导而已。
In my experience, every time I'm defeated, it is Christ detached from my daily living.
在我的经历中，每一次当我失败的时候，就是因为基督已经与我的生活脱节了。
Christ to me is only something a doctrine.
基督对于我而言不过是一些教导而已。
But every time we try to put into practice or experience Christ in our daily living, then we are putting on the girdle of truth.
但若是我们在日常生活中来经历基督的时候，我们就是用真理当作带子束腰了。
What the church needs today is not doctrine or teaching.
教会今天不需要教导或教育。
What we need today is Christ experience in our daily living.
我们今天所需要乃是能够在日常生活中经历基督。
Secondly, we have the breastplate of righteousness.
第二，就要用公义当作护心镜。
After having this girdle of truth, we need the breastplate of righteousness.
有真理当作带子束腰以后，我们需要有公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Because there is a part of our being that is always attacked by the enemy.
因为在我们我们在身体里面有一部分一直常被仇敌攻击的。
This is our conscience.
就是我们的良心。
The enemy is the accuser of the brethren.
仇敌是控告人弟兄的。
He accuses us day and night.
他是昼夜在控告我们。
He always likes to find loopholes in order to accuse us.
他总是总是寻找一些漏洞要来控告我们。
Every time we are accused, then our faith leaks out, our boldness leaks out.
当我们被控告的时候，我们的信心就 就失去了，我们的胆量也就失去了。
Today we need to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
今天我们必须要用公义当做护心镜。
What is righteousness?
什么是公义呢
？Righteousness is to be right with God and to be right with man.
公义就是说与神与人都和好。
Righteousness is not our own striving to be good.
公义并不是靠着我们自己要来行好。
According to the word, we can never be righteous.
圣经告诉我们说我们从来不能够是圣洁的。
As illustrated in the Bible, the righteousness of man is just rust before God.
在圣经里告诉我们，我们的公义不过是如破布一样。
How can a piece of rust be an armor against the enemy?
一块破布怎么能够是成为军装来抵挡仇敌呢？
Today we need Christ to become the righteousness.
今天我们必须要让基督成为我们的公义。
As we see in the life of our Lord.
在我们主耶稣的生活里面
，Only His righteousness is up to God's standard.
只有他的公义能够满足神的要求。
Even before He came out to minister,
这甚至在他出来公开侍奉之前
，The Bible describes Him as a man pleasing in favor with God and with man.
圣经告诉我们他是讨人和神的喜欢。
For 30 years in the little town of Nazareth, this man Jesus worked, lived, and worked as the son of a carpenter.
在有三十年之久在在拿撒勒这个小城市里面，他是在做木匠。
He didn't preach any teaching or doctrine.
他并没有教导人。
Neither did he perform any miracle.
他也没有行神迹。
But when he was baptized, by John the Baptist,
当他被施洗约翰受浸的时候
，when he rose up from the water,
当他从水里出来的时候
，the heaven opened and the voice of God has spoken.
天就打开，神有声音从天上来说。
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。
What is God pleased?
神喜悦什么呢
？Is He pleased by His teaching?
神喜悦他的教导吗
？A while ago, I told you the Lord never gave teaching for 30 years in the little town of Nazareth.
我刚刚才告诉你们说，我们的主有在三十年在拿撒勒那小城市里，他并没有教导任何人。
Yet God said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
但是神说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。他说他喜欢什么呢
？He is pleased with the person of Christ.
他喜欢基督的自己。
Even after he came out to minister.
即使他出来传道之后。
When on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在变化山上
This word was spoken once again.
这句话又说了一次
Surely when he was transfigured, Peter and the two disciples were so astonished with the scene.
当他在变化山上改变的时候，彼得和另外两个门徒都是那么的惊异。
Not only Jesus was there, even Moses and Elijah was there.
因为不仅主在那，主耶稣在那里，摩西和以利亚也在那里。
So.Peter was so astonished, he said, "Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, Lord, one for Elijah, and one for Moses."
彼得是那么惊异，他就说，让我们来搭三座棚，一座棚为摩西，一座为以利亚，一座为主。
Immediately, God, you know, tried to pull the attention of Peter back to Christ.
立刻神就要使彼得的那个注意力集中在基督的身上。
You know, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him."
神就说。这是我的爱子，是我所喜爱的，你们要听他。
Today, Moses is good.
今天摩西是好的。
Elijah is good.
以利亚也是好的。
But no one of them can be compared with Christ.
但是没有一个人能够与基督相比。
Only Christ is the righteousness of God.
只有基督是神的公义。
Only Christ can satisfy God's heart's desire.
只有基督能够满足神的要求。
Today, how we should put on Christ as the breastplate of righteousness or not?
今天我们必须要把基督穿上当做护心镜的胸。
That we can be free from the accusation of the enemy.
所以我们能够脱离仇敌的控告。
After having the girdle of truth,
用了真理束腰之后。
And the breastplate of righteousness,
有了公义镜遮胸以后。
We need the shoe of the gospel of peace.
那我们就需要平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋。
We need this gospel of peace.
我们需要有平安的福音。
In the book of Ephesians, we see Paul illustrated how helpless we are.
在以弗所书里面，保罗让我们看见我们是何等的无助。
We are in sin, we are in enmity with God.
我们是在落在罪中，我们是与神为仇为敌的。
To such an extent, he said, we are alienated from the commonwealth of Israel.
我们乃是与以色列的一切福分都是无份的。
Strangers from the covenant of promise.
我们乃是神约里面的外人
having no hope and without God in this world.
我们是没有指望的人
There's really, we are in such a hopeless case.
我们是在那个无望的光景之中。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢神。
The following verses immediately say.
马上那个接下去他就说。
But now in Christ Jesus.
但是现在在耶稣基督里。
Oh, brothers, I'm really happy.
我是何等的高兴。
Today, when we come before the Lord's table.
当我们来到主的桌子面前的时候
This word always encouraged me.
这句话一直在激励我
But now in Christ Jesus
今天在基督耶稣里面
Who once were afar off
我们以前是与基督无关的
Was brought near through the blood of Christ
我们今天借着他的宝血又被他带回来
Oh, before we are in such a hopeless case
本来我们是在那落在无望之中的人
But through his redemptive work on the cross
但是借着他在十架上救赎的工作
Through his blood he opened up a new and living way
因着他的宝血他开了一条又新又活的道路
That we can come directly to God.
我们可以今天直接来到神的面前
Today the Lord through his redemptive work on the cross
借着他在十字架上救赎的工作
Has established peace between us and God
他在神与人之间建立了和平安
Today we are no longer away from God
我们今天不再是远离神的人
Today we are the many sons of God
我们今天乃是神许多的儿子
Anytime we just can come before the presence of the Father
我们任何的时候都能够 来到神的面前
But it's not yet finished
但是还没有结束
Not only has made peace with God
他不仅 让我们与神和好
He has also made peace between us and the brothers
也让我们 与我们弟兄姊妹们之间和好
Followingly he said and has broken down the middle wall of partition
他后来就说拆毁了中间隔断的墙
The enmity
这就是那个围仇的墙
Before we are in enmity with the Jews
本来我们是犹太人是为仇的。
In the eyes of the Jews, we are just like dogs.
在犹太人的眼中，我们不过是狗。
But today, through the death of Christ,
但是今天借着基督的死，
he has torn down this middle wall partition.
他把这个中间隔断的墙拆毁了。
And has made one new man.
他乃是做了一个新人。
Today we can sit before his presence.
今天我们能够坐在他的同在之中。
With the many brothers from all races.
能够与各族各方来的兄弟们
It is all because he has broken down this middle wall of partition
因为他已经把中间隔断的墙拆毁了
He has not only made peace between us and God
他不仅让我们与神和好
He has made peace between us and all the brothers
他也让我们与兄弟们和好
With this foundation of peace being established by Christ
借着基督所建立的这样的和平
We should bring this gospel of peace to all the nations
我们要把这个和平的平安的福音带到各国去。
We should preach this gospel of peace to the unbelievers.
我们要把这个平安的福音传给不信主的人。
And we should also spread this peace among the brothers.
我们也应该在弟兄姊妹之间宣传这个和平的福音。
Today the enemy always tries to bring discord and disunity among the saints.
今天仇敌一直要在圣徒们之间做不和谐的工作
Maybe because of a little misunderstanding
因着一点点的误解
Oh, there will be discord and disunity
就有不和平的不合一的事情
Now what should we do?
那我们应该怎么样做呢
We should bring peace among the brothers
我们应该把平安带到弟兄姊妹们
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Christ is our peace
因为基督就是我们的平安
He is the shoe of the gospel of peace that we should wear on
因为他就是那双和平福音平安的福音的鞋子我们应该穿上的
After having the girdle of truth
我们用真理束腰之后
The breastplate of righteousness
我们有公义当作护心镜
The shield of the gospel of peace
我们有平安福音的鞋子
We should put up the shield of faith
然后我们就要拿着信德当作藤牌
What is faith?
信是什么呢
Maybe to break an ice we should ask the brother What is faith?
还让我们问弟兄说信是什么呢
Brother Dan King, what is faith? Amen.
就是相信你所未见的事。
It's to believe on something which we cannot see.
就是相信所未见的事。
According to Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书十一章告诉我们
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
信心就是所望之事的实据。
The evidence of things not seen.
就是未见之事的实据。
According to the Greek, substance of things hoped for means Reality.
就是所望之事的实体就是实际。
To bring into reality the things we are hoping for.
就是把我们所盼望的事情带进实际。
The proof or evidence of things that is not seen.
就是把未见之事的确据。
Today, faith is just the faith that is given to us by Christ.
今天基督把这个信给了我们。
According to our own ability, we just cannot believe what the thing that we are hoping for.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们不能够相信我们自己所盼望的事情。
How can we find evidence of things which we have never seen before?
我们未见之事的，我们怎么能够找到确据？未见之事的确据呢？
But according to the many instances in the Bible,
但是借着圣经里面许多的例子，
Moses left Egypt.
摩西离开埃及，
brought the children of Israel out of Egypt.
他带领以色列人离开了埃及，
leading them to cross the Red Sea.
他带领他们过红海，
drowning the armies of Pharaoh.
他们把那个法老的军队都沉灭了。
It's altogether by faith.
都是因着信。
Not by human effort of striving.
并不是因着人的努力。
When we see the example in Joshua.
当我们在看到约书亚记里面的例子。
Joshua brought and all the children of Israel caused the walls of Jericho to come down.
约书亚带领以色列人，他让耶利哥的城都倒塌了。
Not by their own striving.
并不是靠着他们
自己的能力，but altogether by faith.
乃是因着信。
Today we need to have this faith.
今天我们也需要有这样的信心。
To quench the fear darts of the enemy.
要来消灭仇敌惧怕的火箭。
The enemy always wants us to be faithless.
仇敌总是要我们没有信心。
The enemy wants us to be men of little faith.
他要我们成为小信的人。
To doubt the words of God.
要来怀疑神的工作。
To doubt the love of the saint.
要来怀疑圣徒的爱。
But today we should take out the faith that has been infused into us by Christ.
我们今天要使用已经基督已经在我们里面给我们的信心。
To quench the fiery darts of the enemy.
来消灭仇敌的。
To break down his stronghold.
火箭来拆毁他的阻垒。
After having the shield of faith.
有了信心以后。
We need the helmet of salvation.
然后我们就需要的救恩的头盔。
I feel this is one of the most practical thing.
我觉得这是最实际的。
We need to put the helmet of salvation.
我们必须要戴上救恩的头盔。
There are two parts in our being that is always attacked by the enemy.
在我们全人里面有两个地方最容易受到仇敌的攻击。
I have shared a while ago, one is our conscience.
刚刚我交通到一个是我们的良心。
The enemy, the accuser of the brethren, accuses us day and night through our conscience.
控告兄弟们的人一直昼夜再来控告我们的良心。
The second part is our mind.
第二个就是我们的
思想。The enemy always infuses negative thoughts in our mind.
他仇敌总是把那个负面的思想放在我们的脑海里。
In order that we cannot function well.
这样子我们就不能够工作。
I heard the testimony last week.
昨天上周我听到上周的交通。
Some brothers say, every time people pray, everybody say Amen.
有个弟兄交通说，在祷告的时候，当别的弟兄们说 Amen 的时候
，How come if I pray, no one say Amen?
当我祷告的时候，没有人说 Amen.
And maybe if we take this negative thought in our mind,
这样子我们就把一个负面的思想在我们的里面。
The enemy will continue on to say.
那这个仇敌就会继续的说。
You seldom pray.
因为你不常祷告。
And every time you pray, nobody say Amen.
而且每次祷告的时候，没有人说 Amen.
Maybe you something wrong in your prayer.
那也许你的祷告有些错误。
Or maybe sometimes you had a problem with the Lord.
也许你与主之间有些问题。
Or maybe the things are not supportive for your prayer.
也许那个圣徒们一点都不支持你的祷告。
This is a negative thought from the enemy.
这些都是从仇敌而来的负面的思
想。Today we need the helmet of salvation.
今天我们需要救恩的头盔。
Or maybe when we sometimes we enter into the meeting hall.
有时候当我们进到聚会里的时候、
oh, everybody say hello to other brothers.
每个人都对别的弟兄们打招呼。
But to you, it seems they forgot you are here.
也许他们好像都根本没有看见你在这里。
Or maybe I think, oh, maybe this the brothers is not happy with me.
那我就想说，也许是弟兄们
maybe I'm not welcome in this congregation.
也许他们不欢迎我在这里。
Brothers, these are all lies from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是从仇敌来的谎言。
Or maybe when we are speaking.
或者是当我们在说话的时候
and you are listening
and 你在听
or maybe this brother is speaking something against me
也许这个弟兄在说一些话来抵挡我
maybe it's quite funny
也许是听起来很好笑
brother, this is a real incident
但是这些都是实在的
and this has been going on in the church life beginning from the history of the church
这是从在教会一开始的时候就有
today we need the helmet of salvation
今天我们需要救恩的头盔
in order to protect the fear dust of the enemy
我们来保抵挡那个仇敌的火箭
after having five defensive armor
有了这五件军装以后
the girdle of truth
真理当真理为真理束腰
the breastplate of righteousness
公义当作护信巾。
The shoes of the gospel.
平安福音的鞋子。
The shield of faith.
信德的藤牌。
The helmet of salvation.
救恩的头盔。
All of these we should notice they are all defensive armor.
这些都是攻击不保保护防卫性的。
There is the last but not the least.
最后但不是不是最后一个。
It's an offensive weapon.
乃是攻击性的。
The sword of the spirit.
就是圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
就是神的话。
Today, not only we should defend ourselves from the attack of the enemy.
今天我们不需要防，不仅要防御我们自己。
We need the sword of the spirit.
我们也需要圣灵的宝剑。
We need to be aggressive in fighting against the enemy.
我们也需要站起来来来抵挡仇敌。
No one wins the battle by being defensive.
没有一个人是只靠防御就能够赢得
战争的。We need to be offensive, aggressive in fighting against the enemy.
我们也必须要站起来来征战。
In the life of our Lord.
在主耶稣的生
活里面 Especially in the temptations of our Lord.
当他受试炼的时候
He won against the attack of the enemy.
他是能够胜过仇敌的
Altogether through the word of God.
这真的乃是因着神的道
Today we need the word of God to be infused in our being.
今天我们必须要把神的话藏在我们的心里
Every day the word of God should be in us.
每一天神的话都应该在我们的里面
Not only the word of God as Logos.
不仅只是把神的话当作一
个话 Logos means the written word.
只是当作当作一些写出来的话。
We need the word of God as logos, the written word.
我们需要有神的话。
We need also the word of God as rhema.
我们也需要有神的话是像rhema一样。
Rhema means the instant word.
是活的话。
The word of God should not be in us as something objective.
并不是只是一些可客观的话。
The word of God should be something instant within us.
乃是必须要成为一个主观的
We should be filled with the word of God to certain extent.
我们必须要让神的话在我们里面。
Every time we need it, it just comes out.
当我们需要的时候，它就出来。
This is the word of God as rhema.
这就是把神的话当作 rhema, 当作活的话。
Today we need to be diligent in coming into the word of God.
今天我们在神的话语必须要殷勤。
Maybe you will say, oh, I don't need this such a word today.
也许你说今天我不需要这一句话呀。
But we should deposit all the word of God in us.
但是我们必须要把神的话都存在我们。
One time or another when we need it.
不管什么时候当我们需要的时候。
Then the word of God will be the sword of the spirit.
那这个神的话就会成为圣灵的宝剑。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Not only we have the defensive armor.
不仅我们有防御性的装备。
We also have the, you know, aggressive armor.
我们也有征战的装备。
Which is the word of God, the sword of the spirit.
就是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
As Paul concludes all the armor of God.
当保罗在结束的时候。
He concluded with a word.
他说了一句话。
Praying always in the spirit.
他说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告。
To put into practice.
乃是要来实行出来。
To experience the whole armor of God.
要能够经历神全副的军装。
How we need to pray always in the spirit.
我们是何等的需要靠在圣灵里面随时祷告。
To pray always in the spirit means always to be on the alert.
在圣灵里面随时祷告就是随时警醒。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真实怜悯我们。
We should always exercise our spirit by praying.
我们必须要常常来操练我们的圣灵就是借着祷告。
Through prayer we put on the girdle of truth.
借着祷告我们把真理当作带子束腰。
We experience Christ daily in our daily living.
我们能够在我们每一日的生活里面经历基督。
We put also the breastplate of righteousness.
我们也把公义当作护心镜遮胸。
As Christ being the righteousness of the saints.
让基督成为圣徒们的公义。
We put on the shield of the gospel of peace.
我们也把平安的福音的鞋子
穿上。Bringing the gospel to the unbelievers and also among the saints.
我们把福音传给不信主的人，也传在信徒们中间。
We should also put up the shield of faith.
我们也应该把信德当作藤牌
In order to quench the fiery darts of the enemy
来抵挡仇敌的一切的火箭
We need also the helmet of salvation by praying
我们也需要借着祷告有救恩的头盔
To protect our mind from all the negative thoughts of the enemy
来保守我们的思想
We need always to pray in order that we can experience the instant word of God
我们也必须要来借着祷告来经历神话语的实际
As being the sword of the spirit
就是成为圣灵的宝剑。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真是来怜悯我们。
How about let's have some prayer?
让我们再来有一些祷告。